The following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Welcome in to the Star Physical Therapy Tip-Off Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Sub-regional round of 32 as the Aggies looking to advance to the Sweet 16 for the second time in 2 years, as we are accustomed to them doing here at Sylacauga High School. He's Alex Bauman. I'm Jeremy Ball. Sylacauga and the Beauregard Hornets here at Nichols Austin Middle School with a trip to regionals on the line, a trip to the Acadome on the line, and the Aggies looking to keep their season going, which is could be where a lot of people think they should be, Alex Bauman, which is in the Final Four in Birmingham in just a couple weeks.
Talented enough to make it there. I have a lot of senior leadership from guys like Jordan Roberson, Aiden Crow. They've helped this team get this far into this season. Having Josh Spear back is going to be huge for them against the Beauregard Hornets.
Having Josh Spear back was so big against Beauregard. The last time we saw the Aggies out, they got a lead over the Briarwood Lions. They were up by 24 in that ball game before that lead dwindled down a little bit, so I think 8 points before it was all said and done. But in that ball game, the Aggies dominated the glass. They shot the basketball so well. They denied the three ball to a team, Briarwood, who hit about 20 of them two nights prior against Clay Central. They're athletic. They're physical. They can run shooters off the line. They can turn defense into offense. And Sylacauga maybe does a better job than anybody we've seen of finishing at the rim.
Josh Beer, having him back, I can't emphasize that enough. He brings another aspect to this team where he just finds a way to get every rebound. And when he does, he finds the outlet guard, gets the ball, and pushes it down the court. And that's not to say Aiden Crow and Jordan Roberson and Eric O'Neill and C.J. Franklin have not done a good job rebounding the basketball. But Josh Beer brings another aspect to this Aggie team. And you got to have your senior leadership in this type of atmosphere at home, feed off the fans.
And the home crowd tonight already filling up behind us here at Nichols Austin Middle School. Beauregard, honestly, about an hour and a half drive here to Sylacauga. They're about 5-15 on the year, 4-15 on the year, according to Max Preps. They're not a great basketball team. You watch them on film, there are a lot of athletes. Maybe better football players than they are basketball players, Alex Bauman. But it's kind of what you get in the round of 32. Sometimes you go on the road and you play at a Valley, a team loaded with Division I athletes, and then sometimes you're probably the better ball club in this round.
Don't let the record fool you when it comes to Beauregard. In their area tournament, ended up beating Elmore County by 1 point and ended up losing to Valley by 4. And earlier in the season, they were 0-4 against those two opponents. So to play Elmore County that close and get the win and then play Valley as close as they did, they're playing their best basketball as of right now. So if you're the Aggies, you can't sleepwalk into this game and come into it thinking this is an easy dub, because when you do that, teams will get you. Virginia will tell you all about that when UMBC as a 16 seed came into that tournament and beat Virginia.
Yeah, nothing is final. As you look at this Beauregard team, just a lot of low-scoring games. They've had a couple games where they've scored less than 40. They scored 20 against Elmore County on 1-28. They scored 23 against Elmore County on January 21st. Listen, they don't score a lot of points. They've only scored 50 once. Excuse me, they haven't even scored 50 in their last five ball games. So this is a Beauregard team that doesn't necessarily fill it up. They have a tough time maybe handling the basketball every now and then. But, you know, after just watching some tape, if Sylacauga's defense saw what I've maybe seen on tape, they might be licking their chops a little.
A little bit, but you cannot take this game for granted. You can't get into this thing where if you're not a three-point shooter, go out on the court today and start hucking up three-pointers or get into the rut of dribble the ball up the court, the one person that brings it up and takes the first shot, doesn't pass it, doesn't move the ball around. Because in the Clay Central loss, when they didn't have Josh Beer up in Clay County, they tried to do that thing where they got into this thing where they were dribbling the ball up the court, the person that caught it did not pass or try to huck up a jump shot, and that cost them that game, caused them to score their season low in points. So when you play Beauregard, they're not going to score a lot of points, but you can't not score a lot of points either. You have to play what's gotten you to this point, which is moving the basketball, playing stellar defense, and turning offense into defense into offense.
9 minutes until tip-off. We'll take a quick break on the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll be back with today's keys to the game to get the Aggies to the Sweet 16. That's all coming up right here on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Given diverse flavors, Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
When back pain or a sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Discover more at Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga. Along with great service, they offer a gift shop perfect for finding something special. Stop by today for all your health and wellness needs. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
Stuck on the road? Merkel's Anytime Towing offers light, medium, and heavy-duty towing and recovery in Shelby and Talladega counties. Need a jump start or a tire change? We've got you covered 24/7. In case of an accident, make sure to tell the officer that you want Merkel's Anytime Towing to tow your car. Trust the name that's always right there when you need it. Merkel's Anytime Towing, the first choice in towing and roadside assistance. Visit us online anytime at merkelsanytimetowing.com.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
A couple more minutes here on the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Hey, big congratulations, Sylacauga Soccer's coach Billy Faircloth. I think he's at 102 wins now. He got his 100th win last night as the Aggie head coach. A couple wins for the boys and the girls yesterday. And I think the varsity boys just won in PKs about 2 hours ago. So they're up in Albertville, and I think around 7 o'clock, kickoff for the next game for the varsity boys. Great start to the year. I heard they're playing some dogs up there, and I think they're in the championship match, so congratulations to them. We're here at Nichols Austin Middle School as the Aggies fighting for a Sweet 16 berth against the Beauregard Hornets. Aggies, what are they, 26-3, Alex Bauman. Tough to keep up with all the wins, and you think about another loss as an overtime loss at Benjamin Russell. Could easily be 27-2, if not better, which is one of the best runs in Sylacauga basketball history. A lot of expectations, but again, you can't overlook the team to our right wearing blue tonight.
You look at Sylacauga's three losses against Carver, Montgomery, Benjamin Benjamin Russell and Clay Central. And their first two losses against Carver Montgomery and Benjamin Russell, turnovers were the issue, and especially against Carver Montgomery. They could not break the press. And in their area tournament championship, in that later part of the game against Briarwood, they could not break the press and turn the ball over and over again. So if you're the Aggies, you have to take care of the basketball and prevent yourself from giving Beauregard free looks at the basket. And then against Clay Central, the rebounding over and over again, could not secure a defensive rebound. And Clay Central continued to get second chance, third chance, fourth chance points at the rim. So you have to rebound the basketball against Beauregard.
And a reminder, the winner of this game will play the winner of Marbury and Selma. That's also tipping off at 6 o'clock at Marbury. That'll go to the Sweet 16 on Thursday, the 13th at 1:30. So if the Aggies win, we'll have that for you. We want you to be there, but we'll have that for you courtside, Cam, and on radio on Mix 106.5, the radio home of the Aggie Sports Network. And if the Aggies do win tonight, and if you want some Aggie Sports Network merch, all profit will go to Sylacauga Boys Basketball, as you know they have some extra expenses with buses and potentially hotel rooms as you make a deep run in the playoffs. So let us know. I've taken 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 orders since I've been here tonight. Alex Bauman, all profit goes to the choice, the sport of your choice at Sylacauga High School. Quickly, Toyota Sylacauga keys to the game before we wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show.
Keys to the game right now are going to be for Sylacauga: play within yourself. It's easy. You look at, like I said earlier, the record of the Beauregard Hornets, 4-15. Go into the game. This is an easy win. We can sleepwalk through it. But you have to play within yourself. If you haven't shot a three-pointer the entire season, don't come into this game and shoot 5 3-pointers. If you've not shot that shot against Briarwood, don't come into this game and shoot it against Beauregard. Play within yourself. Play the way that's got you to this point, the sub-regionals. And then lastly, limit Beauregard to one and done on offense. Once they shoot that ball, get the rebound, push it down the court. Don't let Beauregard get 3-4 attempts at the basket on one offensive possession. One and done, and get back on offense.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy tip-off show. We'll have the Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups and tonight's tip-off when we come back. Stay with us. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-through, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort Williams Street in Sylacauga.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Gear up for deer hunting with Oak Grove Feed and Tech. They have what you need to make sure you bring trophies home this season. Voted best of the Coosa Valley. Oak Grove Feed and Tech on Highway 280.
Mix 106.5 is WSGN HD2 Stuartville, Sylacauga, Childersburg, home of the Sylacauga Aggies on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. This is Sylacauga High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, and Merkle's Anytime Towing. Now, here is the voice of Sylacauga High School Athletics, Jeremy Law.
Welcome back courtside to sub-regional plays. The Aggies prepare to face off against the Beauregard Hornets. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network. Waiting for public address announcer Brent Ashley to give us tonight's Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups. Aggies 26-3 on the year. Beauregard listed at 4-15. Winner to the Sweet 16. That will play on Thursday the 13th at 1:30. And now let's turn it over to Brent Ashley.
And it's 6-2 a sophomore, playing forward, number 2, Canyon Lindsley. And it's 6-1 senior, wearing number 4, a guard, Cam James. And the forward, wearing number 22, a junior, standing 5'10", Davis Ford. And ladies and gentlemen, that's your starting lineup for the Beauregard Hornets.
Are tonight's Coosa Valley Medical Center starting lineups for Beauregard, Van, Peters, Billingsley, James, and Fuller. And for the Aggies, Jordan Roberson, Corbin Patterson, Aiden Crow, Eric O'Neill, and C.J. Franklin. Beauregard in blue, trimmed in white. Beauregard in white across the chest, numbers in a strange font. In white on the jerseys, B on the back of the jerseys. Aggies in the home whites, trimmed in cardinal. S-Y-L on the back in black. Aggies across the chest in black as well. Head referee tonight is Billy Paul Williams. He'll get set to step into the circle. As Aiden Crow will jump it off against Billingsley. Basketball in the air. Tap controlled by Jordan Roberson. The Aggies have it on the left side of the floor. CJ attacking cross-court Corbin. Head fakes a three. Patterson down the lane. Goes up. Had it stripped away. Loose basketball down on the floor. They'll roll it out to CJ. Back to the top to O'Neill. Roberson calling for it right side, but it's Crow running the baseline. Here's Aiden kicking. Corbin open three. Too strong. Rebound. CJ going to go back up. Got fouled. No whistle, but he does get the bucket, and the Aggies on the board first.
Perfect body movement from C.J. Franklin to wiggle his way, and he gets that rebound. It's outstanding.
Van swinging it to Fuller at the top of the key. Now basketball's far side with James. Fuller makes the catch again right at the top of the arc. Backdoor cut to the bucket. It's James. Layup no good. Rebound ripped down by Aiden Crow. Aggie's going to push it now in a three-on-three. They've given up the numbers. Crow, right side, three. It's up. It's short. Rebound gathered in by Beauregard. Aggies lead it 2-0 as we've played 1 minute now in the first quarter. Peters driving, and he walked. He also stuck his forearm into the chest of C.J. Franklin as the Hornets turn it over.
Playing exactly in the Sylacauga's hand right there. They want you to play isolation one-on-one basketball because they know they'll beat you 9 times out of 10.
Aggies facing some full court pressure. Roberson crosses the timeline with his left hand, crosses up the defender. CJ goes up, makes a leaping catch. Crow wide open for three. Crow, bottom. 5-0 Aggies. 80 seconds into the ball game.
Very impressive ball movement for Sylacauga. Hit everybody's hand almost that possession.
There's a foul on the floor on the Aggies. They're going to get Roberson with a little bump foul on Van for Beauregard.
It'll be the first team foul.
Vanda inbound, baseline left. The bucket's to his right. Fuller wanted it. He almost got a 5-second count. Fuller rises and fires a three. Missed everything. Ends up out of bounds. And the Aggies will take possession. It's C.J., Corbin, Jordan, Eric, and Aiden Crow on the floor. Your right tire and service, five on the floor. Get it done the right way at right tire and service. C.J. to Corbin, 25 feet from the bucket left side as they push it around the perimeter. Roberson picks up his dribble. C.J. calls for it, makes the catch inside of the midcourt circle. Now works his way to the far side. Chest pass from Corbin over to Roberson. And a whistle will stop play, and it'll end up being Beauregard basketball.
Try to get Jordan Roberson a wide open look in the corner, and it was open, but Eric O'Neill decided he was going to take a little bit longer in the paint than he needed to.
So 3-second call on the Aggies. Helped me out a little quicker there, Alex. Referee was tucked away there on the baseline. Driving, Billingsley, tough shot, no good. Rebound Aggies, outlet pass O'Neill. He'll step inside of the arc, step back, deep two. Back iron, high rebound. Beauregard has it. They're moving left to right in blue.
Not the shotter for Eric O'Neill. About 1-on-5. Pull it out and let the offense set up.
Van fouled by Roberson.
2 on Jordan already.
That's Jordan's second foul. Here comes Josh Spear. They're not in the starting lineup, but he has a heavy brace on that left leg. Man, it really looked like Van kind of extended the arm there and got Roberson as opposed to the other way around. Peters over to Van. And then a foul on Aiden Crow. They got Crow there. A little hand contact. That's three fouls on the Aggies, none on the Hornets. 5:36 left in the first. Aggies lead at 5-0. Three up from the corner. Too strong. C.J. gathers the rebound. That was James on the miss. C.J. already in the front court. O'Neill. Return pass to C.J. We work it around the arc. Crow, who's 1-for-1 for 3. Passes up a three, had his arms raked, able to pull in a loose ball. Aggies haven't given up a point yet, leading at 5-0 with the basketball. C.J. being patient. Crow makes the catch inside of the arc. Tough pass on the far side. C.J. fires a deep three. It's up, and it's too strong. The rebound taken in by Beauregard. Runner to the bucket. No good. Good defense by the Aggies to cut off Peters as Corbin in the front court with it. C.J. to Eric. Driving the left baseline. O'Neill got hacked, and he's going to go to the line for two. To the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line for the first time tonight is a pretty good free throw shooter for the Aggies in Eric O'Neill.
Silicock has done a great job thus far. Find that open shooter in the corner. It's been Roberson a couple of times. You have Aiden Crow, Eric O'Neill right there. And when they do that, Beauregard's clamping down on them, closing out really quickly, and they're able to beat them backdoor.
O'Neill misses the first free throw. Remember, we cannot show you the floor. We cannot video the floor in the postseason due to HSAA rules. It always amazes me how many people tell us to turn the camera around. Like, dude, we did the whole regular season on the floor. Why would we stop now if we could? Here we go. Eric makes the second, and the Aggies up two full possessions with 4:42 left in the first. Lady gets 6-0. Got a travel on Beauregard on the other side. I'll send it the other way.
Second time Beauregard's tried to drive into the chest of the Aggies, and the Aggies have given them no ground.
Figured that it might not be an explosive game. Beauregard does have a good defense. They just lack a little on the offensive end. C.J. working on the defender. Stopping in between the rings. Lost his dribble. Being backed out by James. Now C.J. driving and kicking. Pass was deflected. Taken in by O'Neill. O'Neill's runner. No good. Went high off the back iron. We had a chance at an offensive rebound. But Billingsley's going to run it coast to coast. Blocked by Crow at the rim. And the Aggies going to take it up. C.J. leaps high in the air. Down on the other end. Return pass over to Corbin. For the 6-0 lead. Now the Aggies will slow it down. Under 4 to play in the first quarter. C.J. gives it off to Aiden. Aiden going to go down the lane, throws one off the window, got fouled, and Aiden Crow will go to the Marble City Pharmacy free throw line.
Aiden Crow is so aggressive right now, playing both ends to the utmost of his level. Block right there, turns it right into offense on the other end.
Fitch will check in for Beauregard. in and out on the first free throw. Crow second. Got it. Aggies pressure broken, going down to the floor, and a trip called on the Aggies. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Josh Spear. Boy, and it looked like, I don't know to you, Alex, that Peters just fell down.
I don't know where the tripping was. Must have been the ghost of Josh Beer or something.
We'll throw it out now to Billingsley on the inbounds play. Gabe Harrell in for the Aggies. Came in for Corbin Patterson. Remember, Jordan Roberson, two quick fouls in the first 2 minutes of the ball game. Van dribbling, slipped, pulls it back out. At the top now, it's Fuller. Right side, Billingsley. Fuller. Left angle three, missed it. CJ going to push it ahead. Franklin, the left hand, tough shot, got it to go. Aggies lead at 9-0.
Every game I'm fascinated by how CJ Franklin's able to finish at the rim through contact.
Pull up three, Hornets, no good. Long rebound out to Fuller. He's going to try to work on Crow underneath. Had his shot swatted away. Loose basketball poked around, and the Aggies control the pinball. Here's Gabe Harrell working it ahead with his left hand. Crow. 22 feet from the bucket, now in the corner to O'Neal for three. Got it. And the Aggies lead it 12-0 here over the Hornets.
The art of the extra pass. Aiden Crow had a good shot, but Eric O'Neal, he had a great shot in the corner.
Fuller directs traffic at the key. Stepping inside of the arc was Peters. Fuller spinning at the free throw line. Boy, he walked, but he missed the shot anyways. Outlet pass, Eric. Layup, good on the other end. Timeout. Hornets will take 1-2. 14-0 Aggies with 2:21 left. First quarter.
Life is full of action, and we know you want to stay in the game. That's where Donahue Physical Therapy comes in. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our dedicated team specializes in getting you back to your active lifestyle faster. From sports injuries to post-surgery recovery, we've got you covered. Choose Donahue Physical Therapy and keep doing what you love, because life is too short to sit on the sidelines. Donahue Physical Therapy, where you'll get back to the action faster.
Back after a 30-second timeout, Aggies up two touchdowns, 14-0 over the Hornets. Aggies with Harrell, Spear, now Whetstone on the floor, joining C.J. Franklin and Eric O'Neal. Van to Fuller, right key, trying to work on Eric O'Neal, never puts his dribble down, gives it off to Grady. Grady picks it up, now Fuller, jab step over into the corner, now Van left wing. Running the baseline, Fitch makes the catch out beyond the arc, steps inside, the Aggies might have gotten away with a poke. Tough layup at the rim, slung up on the rim by Fitch, no good, and the Aggies going to push it the other way, leading it 14-0, under two to go in the first. Harrell to Franklin, cross-court Spear, working with the brace. Josh stops, now gives it off O'Neal down in the corner. Top now, inside Spear, makes the catch, working the low block. Whetstone, after the nice feed from Spear, able to get to two, down low, 16-0 Aggies.
I don't think the ball stuck on one player's hands for more than a second that possession. It was bang, 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 easy shot at the rim.
Van trying to get past O'Neal. Can't do it. Fuller driving at the rim. Got the shot and the foul. As Fuller's on the board for Beauregard. The foul called on C.J. Franklin. A little handoff at the top. The Aggies maybe a little out of position on the roll to the bucket.
One lapse in coverage there for the Aggies, but throughout this game, Beauregard's tried to cut across Sylacauga's face multiple times, and Sylacauga's just put their forearm in the chest and prevented them from doing so, and that's the reason Beauregard has really not had any offense.
Fuller completes the old-fashioned three-point play, 16-3. Hornets finally on the board with a minute and eight to go in the first. Harrell, left-handed pass to CJ, return pass to Harrell.
Aggies trying to get in their offense. Hornets now set back in a 2-3 zone. Whetstone makes the catch at the free throw line. Back off to Franklin. Aggies trying to work it inside. Spear down the heart of the lane. Kicks it back off for a Harrell three. And it's in and out. No good.
Beautiful pass from Josh Spear. Drug the defense to him. It's unfortunate Gabe Harrell didn't make it.
Scoring at the rim on the other side is banned for Beauregard. So a 5-0 run for the Hornets after a 16-0 run to start the ball game for the Aggies. Seconds. Inside, Spear. Nothing they can do with Josh there.
Didn't help the defender had his hands down by his side. Josh Spear looking at his chops when he sees that.
18-5. Aggies on top. Beauregard could have the final shot here in the first quarter. Backdoor cut. This time it's knocked away by Harrell, and then it went off the hands of Fitz for Beauregard, and the Aggies are going to have it with 8.3 left in the first.
Exactly what I was talking about. Try to cut across Gabe Harrell's face, and Gabe Harrell met the driver right at it.
Aggies will roll it in. C.J. Franklin's going to pick it up at three-quarters court with seven. With six, C.J. driving, stopping, shooting, missing the shot. T put back, no good. And that's how this first quarter will end. We've played 8 minutes. Good guys lead it 18-5. Over Beauregard. We'll be back with the second quarter. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Silicon.
Are you sidelined by pain, injury, or surgery? Donahue Physical Therapy is your ticket to getting back in the game faster. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our expert therapists know how to speed up your recovery and improve your performance. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we've helped countless athletes and everyday folks like you regain their strength, flexibility, and mobility. Don't let pain hold you back. Donahue Physical Therapy, your path to a quicker recovery. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Thinking of a lower credit card rate? Think green. If you're thinking of saving on credit cards, think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. Refinance those high interest balances to the Coosa Pines FCU Visa Platinum with You Choose Rewards. Coosa Pines offers easy terms, generous limits, and rates starting at 9.95% APR. Think green. Think Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong.
Starting the second quarter, Beauregard basketball. Aggies with four new ones joining Gabe Harrell. We'll give that for you. Give that to you in a second. Van down the lane, finishing with the left hand. It's Trey Wright, Kenton three, Chris Roberson, Malik Sparks, and Gabe Harrell on the floor for the Aggies. We lead it 18-7 as Billingsley and Corbin Patterson will both check in at the scoring table at the next dead ball. Gabe dribbling, kicking KT. Going down the lane, Kenson. Offensive foul as the Kenson left his feet. And the charge taken by Grady.
Thurgard's keen in on the fact Silicaga is doing the drive and kick type of offense. And the defender just set up right under the basket where Kenson Thurgard was trying to drive to.
Corbin Patterson checking back in. A truly lockdown defender is Corbin Patterson.
He definitely is. His keys are his ability to defend the ball, but also pass the ball in the interior.
Van with his back to the basket out beyond the arc. Over to Fitch. Now out to Van again. Calling forward inside as a Hornet. They can't get it to him. Denied by Kenson three. Van trying to work on Malik Sparks. Van down the lane. Layup. Good. 18-9, your score. Van finally getting to the rim.
That's the third time Van has beat somebody off the dribble to the rim. You've got to slide your feet and meet him before he gets to the rim.
Corbin hands it off at the top now to Malik Sparks. Malik dribbling to his left, back off to Patterson, down the lane. Corbin going to try to finish at the rim, and he does.
Wow, that's a tough finish from Corbin Patterson through contact.
Van dribbling to Fuller for three, and it's good. It's 20-12. Beauregard hanging in here now in the second quarter. Cut a 16-point lead to 8. A 12-4 run since the 2-minute mark of the first quarter. Chris Roberson down the lane. Got pushed from behind. No whistle, but he missed the layup.
like a bump should have been called a foul. Treverson got shoved in the back and caused that layup to be strong.
Fuller driving, stopping, shot, good, and one, and he'll go to the line. Fuller at the stripe. He's already completed 1 3-point play. Doesn't connect on this one. Misses the free throw. And the Aggies lead down to 6. Roberson for 3. No good. KT banging around inside. Gets an offensive rebound. Kicking it off to Harrell. Harrell down the lane. Layup. No good. And then an offensive foul on Gabe Harrell as he was in the air. The Aggies going to send in Crow, Josh, Eric, CJ, and Jordan. Remember, Jordan Roberson has 3 fouls.
Coach Jones sensing this game might be getting closer than it needs to, so got to put the starters back in and make sure Beauregard's not able to take the lead.
Coach Adam Wallace for the Hornets calling out sets. Van dribbling out beyond the arc. Now it's Grady in between the circles. Grady setting the screen for Van. He's trying to get around Josh Beer, which is tough to do. Down in the corner, Billingsley driving the baseline. Runner, good. It's 20-16. It's 16-4 run. CJ firing a 3, no good. Rebounded by Beauregard, a chance to make this a one possession ball game. Van on a 5-second count, back off to Fuller, who's got 5 points for the Hornets. Driving, Fuller at the rim, throws it up, missed the shot, rebounded by Roberson, and the Aggies will push. They finally got a missed shot, and now it's Spear driving, kicking. In the corner, O'Neal. He'll go down the lane. Eric floats it up. Missed it. Rebound tapped out. Controlled by Spear. Crow head fakes a 3. Pops a deep 2, and it's good. The Aggies finally answer the run for the Hornets, and we're back up by 6.
Senior realizes that offense is not going good right now. Makes a difficult shot to hopefully get it flowing.
Fuller at the top. Shoots a deep 3. Back iron. Nobody down there to rebound but Aggie, so it's cleared by Crow. Franklin dribbles to the left wing. CJ looking ahead, attacking and kicking. Now it's Roberson. Angled right is Roberson. Now dribbles towards the scoring table to his left. 22-16. Your score. Aggies with the basketball and a 6-point lead. O'Neal going to drive. Going to go down the lane. And then an offensive foul called on Eric O'Neal.
That's the third time they've just driven right into a guy standing right under the basket. You have to realize that and be under control, be able to stop yourself, jump stop or something. You can see now, third time, start making changes.
Three charges called on the Aggies. Four fouls on the Aggies in this quarter, none on the Hornets. I think the Aggies have only been fouled twice, and they both ended up with free throws. Trying to get a little sweat off the floor. Now they'll get play blown in. It's like this Aggie crowd waiting for something good to happen to get some cheers behind this team. Van kicking in the corner to Fuller for 3. Airballed it. Long rebound controlled by CJ, and the Aggies will run. CJ, skip pass. O'Neal, cross court. Roberson down the lane. Runner for Jordan. Taps around the rim. Finally falls off. Missed the shot. Van with it. Right wing. Back out beyond the arc to Stone. They're going to slow this basketball game down now that they're in it. Van fires a deep 2, knocks it in.
All of the Beauregard Hornets offense right now is Van and 4. If you prevent Van from scoring, the Beauregard offense is lost.
22-20. Aiden Crow, 22-18. Aiden Crow with it, working with his back to the bucket. Crow, turnaround Jay is good, and he answers back.
Difficult shot again from Aiden Crow. Second straight mid-range he's taken that's been in the teeth of the defense.
Beauregard on the 18-8 run in the last 8 minutes. Fuller bailed out by a foul call. They got the foul on Crow. That's his second foul.
That was not a good call right there. Aiden Crow got all ball.
Corbin Patterson will check back in.
That is the second foul on Aiden Crow, so you have two of your seniors in foul trouble.
Jordan's going to come out. First free throw from Fuller, no good. He's missed his last two free throws. Whetstone now checks in for Crow. Crow's got two. Jordan's got two. You'd love to get to the third quarter with them both having two. You feel pretty free after that. Fuller missed them both. We didn't box out, but we're fortunate to get the rebound. Out ahead to Corbin. Cross court, O'Neal wants another three. Eric went all the way down and popped out. Rebound tapped out by Whetstone. Now back into the hands of T. Spear driving, kicking. Corbin stops at the free throw line. Back inside to Whetstone. He'll turn. He'll go up. He was fouled, and Tristan will shoot two.
The injury pass from Corbin Patterson there. I mean, it's again his ability to feed the ball in the interior is something that cannot be taught. It's just, it's awesome.
See, he misses the first. The Aggies have now missed three free throws in this ball game, shooting around 50%. Second from T, no good. We missed them both, and the rebound out of bounds is going to stay with us. We'll get another chance. CJ on a 5 second count, got to get it in. Looking deep inside, found Eric O'Neal at the midcourt stripe. 2 minutes to play now before halftime. Aggies holding on now to a 6-point lead. Have been up by as many as 16. Corbin hands it to Franklin. Coach Jones barking out the play. Here we go, CJ. And an offensive foul called on the Aggies inside. They get it on Josh Spear.
It's two on Josh Spear.
Hey, you called him?
Wow. Couldn't see it, but boy. Five fouls to one here in the second. Then a 3 second call called on Beauregard, and we're going the other way.
Hey, that ain't my ball.
So the Aggies get it back after a turnover for the Hornets. Aggies in white on the left side of the floor. Whetstone out beyond the arc to CJ. Wide open for three. Give us one, CJ. Front of the rim.
Just a lid on the basket right now for the Aggies. Cannot get it off.
Tough shot, Fuller. Rebound by Tristan. Let's get a bucket. That's where the Aggies can be dangerous. They have a chance to explode here. Eric O'Neal hesitating, driving. Eric kicking it off to CJ. Passed up an open layup as Franklin misses at the rim, and Beauregard's going to have it. Eric should have taken that all the way to the rack. Fuller winds around the bucket, kicks it into the corner. Billingsley out beyond the arc. Tough shot, missed it. Falling to the floor was Billingsley, but the Aggies get the rebound. 28 seconds to go. Corbin down the lane, finding Eric O'Neal. Eric kicking it off. Spear for three. Josh in and out, and it pops back in. A big shot for Josh with 15 seconds left, and now let's get a stop. Leading at 27-18. Aggies on the defensive end of the floor. In the corner, open, Fitch, air ball, rebound, Fuller underneath the bucket, kicking it off the van with 2 seconds, missed it, and we'll go to halftime, leading at 27
to 18. Hold your breath, everybody. Stay with us. We'll be back with a Star Physical Therapy halftime show. Aggies lead it 27 to 18 at the break.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
When it's time to keep your car running smoothly, Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga has you covered. From oil changes to tire rotation and balance, tire installation, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers, Wright Tire and Service handles it all. Their expert team ensures your ride is safe and ready for the road. Don't wait. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Discover the world of Omnia, where innovation meets sustainability. As a global leader in calcium carbonate production and specialty chemical distribution, Omnia fuels industries from consumer goods and construction to polymers and paper. Omnia is committed to supporting economic growth while protecting ecological balance, driving both social progress and future success. Join Omnia in supporting local athletes as they strive for excellence, embodying Omnia's dedication to a brighter, more sustainable tomorrow.
Oak Grove Feed and Tack is the go-to place for the best boots in the Coosa Valley. In fact, they earn Best of Coosa Valley recognition. Oak Grove Feed and Tack on Highway 280.
Is the Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy Halftime Show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. Jeremy Lone, Alex Bauman with you, 27-18. Aggies with the lead at the break. They led this game 16-0 with 2 minutes to go before the end of the first quarter, and then a big run for the Hornets got them back in it, and then a big shot there at the end of the third quarter for the Aggies to get back up by nine.
You look at how they started the game, the Aggies. The reason they got to that 16-0 lead is the ball movement and finding the best shot on the court, not just forcing stuff up in the paint or forcing up a contested jump shot. And when they got let Beauregard get on that run, the offense really sputtered out of control. He took a lot of poor shots, not a lot of ball movement, tried to force stuff in the paint, led to three offensive charges. So if you're Sylacauga, have to do what got you that 16-0 lead is move the ball. Don't let it get stuck in somebody's hands and force stuff at the rim. Run the offense and do it to what Joel Jones wants you to.
27-18, the Aggies were dealing with what looked to be foul trouble, but now you feel a lot more comfortable. They'll have three players with two fouls as we go into the second half. Aiden Crow, Jordan Roberson, and Josh Spear. Very important that neither Crow nor Jordan picked up that third foul there in the second quarter. Josh picked up his second late there in the second quarter. Still got to be a little careful. Definitely don't want to pick up the third foul early in the third.
You definitely don't want to have Jordan Roberson or Aiden Crow pick up that third foul early, because the way somebody like Aiden Crow is playing, who leads the team in points right now with eight, you don't want to lose him in a game, which right now, 9 points, but Beauregard has shown the ability to cut it within 5 points. So want to have your senior leaders on the court in the biggest moments.
It's been the van show for the Beauregard Hornets. If they stop him, I think you're right, they're going to do pretty well here in the second half. But he went on a little bit of a run himself with, 8 points there in the first, and then Fuller with 3, 6, 8 as well. Outside of that, everybody, there hasn't been much on the board. That's 16 of the 18 for the Hornets. What do the Aggies have to do to stop Van here in the second half?
The way he's been able to get to the basket, he's beating him off the dribble. That means you're not sliding your feet and you're not beating him to the spot. If you're the defender, you have to beat him to the spot and prevent him from getting that close to the basket. And if you can't, got to have a help defender slide over and beat him to that spot as well. So you got to communicate. If you know you're beat, communicate. Hey, Josh. Hey, Aiden, slide. Help me out here. Need help. And then when he rotates to Van, he rotates to the guy he was guarding. It's just about communication and talking to the other players on your team on the court to prevent a dribble drive that Van's beating you right now.
Defensively, what did Beauregard do to stop the Aggies' offense there in the second quarter?
The defense tightened up, did not let the entry passes in, which is what they were, Sylacauga was really feasting off of, as they were getting Aiden and Tristan Whetstone and Josh Beer getting that paint touch and then kicking out to the perimeter and rotating it around and finding the open shot. But in that run that Beauregard went on, preventing the Aggies from scoring a whole lot, is they clamped down, prevented the entry pass, and caused C.J. Franklin and Eric O'Neill to try to force stuff at the rim and cause charges to be called, because you're forcing stuff that doesn't need to be forced.
27-18, your score at the break. That'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy halftime show. We'll be back with the third quarter.
Car Wash is located next to Curtis and Son Funeral Home in Sylacauga. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. It's the best wash and value anywhere in the Coosa Valley.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of Sylacauga High School Athletics.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Getting your car repaired can be a hassle, especially if you don't know where to turn. Hey, it's Michael Brannon for Toyota of Sylacauga. Recently, I had my car worked on and it was rough. Back and forth with the mechanic, no customer service. It was truly awful. Then I talked to Chris Kane at Toyota of Sylacauga and he told me regardless of the make or model, they can take the right steps in getting my car repaired. From engine rebuilds to basic oil changes, Toyota of Sylacauga's resources allow them to point you in the right direction when it comes to servicing your car in a timely manner. Experience the difference at Toyota of Sylacauga, where they're worth the drive and they'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Marble City Urology is now open at Coosa Valley Medical Center. Led by Dr. Lansing C. Patterson, they specialize in prostate health, kidney stones, and other urological needs. Located in Sylacauga, their expert team is dedicated to providing personalized, compassionate care close to home. Schedule your appointment today by calling 256-401-4000. Take charge of your health with Dr. Patterson and the specialist at Marble City Urology, your trusted care partners. Visit cvhealth.net for more details.
This is Sylacauga baseball coach Jay Brewers, and you're listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you. The Aggies will have the basketball first, wearing white on the right side of the floor. 27-18, Aggies lead it by 9. They've been up by as many as 16 in this ballgame. It's C.J. Franklin into the front court with Jordan. Jordan, right wing, open three. Roberson, no good. Beauregard on their side of the floor. Van to Billingsley. Out beyond the arc, left angle, now over to Grady. Tough shot at the rim, no good. But then they didn't establish themselves back in bounds. It was James who went from out of bounds to inbounds and touched the basketball.
Perfect defense right there. You beat off the dribble, but you communicate to Aiden Crow, help me out, and he helps out and forces a difficult layup at the rim. So great communication between the Aggies.
Patterson far side, trying to get it inside to O'Neal. We do. Jordan over to Corbin. CJ fakes a right wing three. Cross court, Roberson. Step back three from the corner. Shakes it in.
That was a beautiful pass from CJ Franklin there, imitating what he does in football. Ooh, that was such a beautiful pass.
30-18. Aggies back up by 12. 7 minutes now to go in the third. Trip to the Sweet 16 at stake. Aggies and Hornets in the corner. Fuller, he has 8 points. Works his way under the rim. Shuffle the feet, and he gives it right back with a travel. Roberson to Crow, wants a three. Aiden got it. And the Aggies have opened it back up, leading it by 15. 30-second timeout, Beauregard. And that's what we need, a couple big shots to go down, as it felt like we hit nothing there in the second quarter.
It was a struggle in that second quarter, but you know who comes out and hits the two big shots? Your seniors, Aiden Crow and Jordan Roberson, nails 2 3-pointers. So got to be happy if you're Joel Jones, as your seniors come out, run on a scoring drought, and then nail you 2 3-pointers.
Back-to-back threes for the Aggies. The Aggies, if they win, will go to the Acadome and face the winner of Marbury and Selma. Aggies lead it by 15. At the top, it's Grady. Grady dribbling, giving it off to Fuller. Fuller, handoff pass denied by Patterson. It was tipped into the backcourt, and Van goes and gets it for Beauregard. Aggies trying to get back to that 16-point lead. Van going left, shot blocked by Patterson, and a bailout foul by this referee on the sideline.
Late, late call. Only thing I can see is he had his hand on the defender, but 9 times out of 10, that has not been called tonight.
Van at the stripe, misses the free throw. Hornets haven't been very good at the line either, Alex.
Not at all. If you're Corbin Patterson in that situation, Van has not shot the three ball at all, hasn't made a single three this game. His only offense has been beating you off the dribble. So play a step back and meet him before he gets there. Just don't press him on the three-point line like you've been doing.
Hornets go 1-for-2 at the line with Van. 33-19. A bucket to tie the Aggies' biggest lead of the night. Roberson, left wing, On a 5-second count, hands it to Patterson, dribbling in front of us at the scoring table. 33-19, your score. 5:50 to go, third quarter. Patterson cutting across the lane, hands it off to the slashing Harrell. Back to Roberson, dribbles all the way across the paint, stops, gives off Corbin, accelerates to the bucket. Patterson, tough shot, throws it up at the rim, no good. And a rebound now by Beauregard. Billingsley looking to go coast-to-coast. Left the layup short, an offensive rebound, and then a reach foul. No, they're going to get a jump ball, and the arrow will favor the Beauregard Hornets.
On that previous offensive possession, not a great shot for Corbin Patterson trying to take it up over two defenders. There has to be somebody open, and it was Jordan Roberson at the top. So want to have a little bit body control and find the open shooter if you're Corbin Patterson.
We tip away the inbounds pass. It'll be Jordan Roberson running to the rim. Got fouled, no whistle, but makes the layup. And the Aggies lead it by 16. 35-19 your score. 5:10 to go now, third quarter. Van taking the screen, rolling to the bucket was Grady. They couldn't get him the basketball, so Van backs it back off. Gets another screen for Grady. Van going left, does the lefty. Firing it into the corner now. Billingsley working the left key. Trying to get around the Aggies, Jordan Roberson, who's got two fouls. Changing direction, Billingsley walks, no whistle. Back to the bucket, catch made by Grady. Backdoor cut now. Fuller goes up, and then a push foul on Josh Spear. That'll be his third.
Three on Josh. You also got Jordan Roberson and Crow with their two. But Corbin Patterson has also picked up two this quarter. So four Aggies in foul trouble. It'll be the second team foul for the Aggies.
Driving, kicking, Fuller off a deflected pass. The shot hits the front of the rim, and a rebound by Roberson, and he was fouled. Just haven't been a fan of some of these calls on the Aggies. This is a physical game. A couple bump fouls have just been called that the Aggies aren't accustomed to.
Yeah, not at all. They like to play physical, and these refs are not letting them play the style of basketball they like to.
Jordan feeds across court to Spear. Corbin will reset it. The Aggies being patient now with a 16-point lead, whereas before they kind of rushed it and let Beauregard get back into it.
The benefit of having no shot clock in high school basketball is you can play as slow as you want to.
Spear makes the catch inside of the key. Had it poked away. The roll to the bucket. Josh missed the shot. The putback, though, for Eric. No good. Spear's putback, no. The Aggies still fighting for the rebound, and now Beauregard's going to get it as Tristan Whetstone will check in at the next dead ball. Van dribbling left to right. Couldn't get around O'Neal. Gives it off to Billingsley for three, and he pops it in.
We've only had three Beauregard players score this game. Van, Billingsley, and Fuller, the only Hornets to score.
Inside Spear had a man on his back. Made the shot, though, and the Aggies back up by 15. So 37-22 is a slow ball game, folks. Wish we could show it to you. Van working the left wing. The Aggies bid on the pump fake. Roberson fouled him. Van made the shot, and he'll go to the line. That's Roberson's third.
Again, Van just beats you off the dribble, and you're too late to get to the spot. If you're the Aggie defender, play back. He's not going to shoot the three ball. He hasn't made one the entire game. And until he does, play back, because the only way Beauregard's beating you right now with Van is driving to the basket.
Crow will check back in as Roberson and Josh checked out. 37-24. Free throw good. Van completes a three-point play. Lead down to 12. 4-0 run for the Hornets. Corbin driving in. Billingsley cuts him off. Now with CJ down the middle of the lane. CJ at the rim. Left the shot short. Put back. Whetstone could. And the contact. Whetstone to the stripe.
Anderson Whetstone puts himself in good position to get the rebounds up to 5 on the game and up to 9. That's 4 points for Whetstone. So he's battling down low with Josh Beer, what he needs to do.
Coach Jones already calling out the defense, whether we make or miss. As Whetstone missed the free throw, long rebound will be Eric O'Neill. We'll have a chance for 4 on this end of the floor. 39-25, back up by 14. Corbin driving on Van, attacking, and Corbin was fouled. That's the third foul. They get it on Blue 0, the foul's on Van. Borgorn wants to travel. I didn't really see the travel, but
I didn't see it either.
CJ missed the dunk. And it ends up out of bounds, and it'll be Beauregard ball.
Oh, my God. We need to test CJ Vertical's vertical jump. I don't know how high he got up right there, but that was highest I've ever seen somebody jump in my life.
Gotta finish, though. We lobbed it over the backboard. We've hit on that once this year at Winterboro. We lead at 39-25, Fuller. Working down left key, trying to get around Crow. Takes a high screen, pulls a deep three, and banks it off the window and in. They're just hanging around in this ball game, 39-28. CJ at the top, hesitates, drives, feeds inside. What a pass to Whetstone.
Beautiful pass, draws two defenders away from Whetstone and leaves him wide open.
Full timeout. Hornets will take 1-2. Aggies lead at 41-28 with 1:54 left, third quarter.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. From auto and home to life insurance, Albia Steers and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Albia Steers understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step, from quotes to claims. Trust in a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Sylacauga Superintendent Dr. Michelle Eller, and this is the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics. Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman with you, fighting for a spot in the Sweet 16, 41-28 your score. Aggies trying to hold on here and finish off the Hornets. We figured we'd see a lower scoring game. You look at the last 5 games for Beauregard, they've all been in the mid-40s. The Aggies already at 41. Hornets stuck at 28. Fuller, turnaround, jumper, good.
Couldn't have played better defense there. Just a tough shot made from Fuller.
Lead back down to 11. Franklin hesitating, stopping at the free throw line, trying to get around Billings. Open three for Crow. Got it.
Third three in the night for Aiden Crow.
Man, he won the area tournament offensive MVP, or maybe overall MVP. As the defense forces a turnover, it was Crow that forced it, picked off by O'Neill. Eric driving, kicking. CJ open for three. No good. Offensive rebound, Crow working down low. Aiden back off to O'Neill. The Aggies can reset as Eric give it to Crow. Open in the corner, Aiden. Oh, went all the way down and popped out. Outlet pass, Fuller on the other side. Layup good as they got behind the defense. 44-32. CJ will drive. Tough shot, left hand. Rebound controlled by Whetstone. No look feed. Back to T. Goes up, foul. Didn't go for him, but Tristan back to the line. Which I don't even know how Whetstone got that on the rim. It was cool dropping. But Tristan to the free throw line for two at the Marble City Pharmacy Stripe.
These big men for the Aggies are playing their rear end off. Josh Beer, Aiden Crow, and Tristan Whetstone all have over 5 rebounds apiece. So they're doing their job down.
44-32. With 35 seconds to go, one more coming for Tristan. got the second. Aggies lead it by 13. Hornets threw it away. No, it was touched by, I think, Patterson as they were trying to heave it into the front court. Well, you didn't have to learn all the Beauregard players' names. You just needed to know Van, Fuller, and Billingsley. If you were calling the offense only, is Van with it with 32 seconds. Looks over to the Beauregard bench. They've been working that high screen and roll all game. Here's Fuller, deep beyond the arc, cut off by Aiden Crow. Little English on the pass, down on the baseline. Cross court now to Van, tucked away in the corner with 17 seconds. Van hesitating, driving, and stopping. Pass, tapped around, controlled by Whetstone. The Aggies going to push it ahead. It's T. Off to O'Neal with 8. The Aggies will slow it down now with 6. Got to get a shot up with 5, with 4, with 3. Corbin kicking. CJ at the buzzer. Got it! The buzzer, C.J. Franklin, puts the Aggies up by 16, and we are 8 minutes away from headed to the Sweet 16. We'll be back. This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, Aggie Sports Network.
Searching for insurance that fits seamlessly into your life? Look no further than State Farm agent Albia Steers in Sylacauga. Whether it's safeguarding your car, home, or family's future, Albia and his team are here to provide customized coverage options that suit your lifestyle. With a focus on exceptional customer service and local expertise, Albia Steers ensures you're fully protected when it matters most. Experience the peace of mind that comes with a trusted local agent. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Albia Steers is there. Call or click for a quote today.
This is Coach Chris Smelly, and you are listening to the Aggie Sports Network, the official broadcast partner of Sylacauga Athletics.
Aggie Sports Network, official broadcast partner, Sylacauga Athletics. Carol, Sparks, KT, Chris, and CJ Franklin. 5 on the floor for the Aggies, brought to you by Wright Tire and Service. Gabe Harrell will head over to inbound. 48-32, Aggies looking to close out here in the fourth quarter.
This is a big quarter for the Aggies. Keep momentum going. Don't lose it like you did in that second quarter.
The Aggies started off with a turnover. Fuller for 3. Tried to Steph Curry it, but missed it. KT to CJ, who hit that big 3 before the end of the third at the buzzer. Chest pass to Chris. Back to CJ. They cut off CJ over to Chris Roberson. Roberson down the lane. Tough runner for Chris. Missed it. Rebounded by Billingsley. Ahead on the other side. Billingsley fires one off the window. Great defense from Gabe. Outlet pass CJ. He's going to go up, and he's going to lay it in. Aggies with their biggest lead of the night, 50-32 here in the fourth quarter.
That might have been the easiest shot all season for CJ Franklin. Nobody even close to him on the fast break.
I want to thank Coach Jones and Coach Skylar Patterson for repping the Aggie Sports Network black hoodies tonight with the white logo. Looks pretty sharp.
Pretty sharp. I got the black sweatshirt. Kind of matching.
50-32. Fuller, a corner 3. Air ball. Billingsley on the rebound. Tap out. Layup, no good. Rebounded by KT. Kinson 3. The athletic Aggie will push it across. They had it tapped away from behind, and now on the other side, laying it up. Shot, no. Foul, yes. It'll be Fitch to the stripe. .47 to go. Fitch for Beauregard with 2 free throws. Fitch missed that one badly. Smith and James come in for the Hornets. Good stand. Coach Joel Jones with a good lead here in the fourth, trying to get everybody some minutes. You got to remember, everybody on the team works hard. Everybody's at practice. Everybody's a part of this run that the Aggies are on.
this is a point in time in a basketball game where your bench comes in and somebody earns minutes. Kenson Dreet, earlier in the season against Lincoln, was able to earn minutes because of the way he played. So right now, I know it's a sub-regionals, and it's kind of hard to earn minutes at this point in the season, but you can still do so.
Sparks for three. Good. And Malik Sparks gets his money's worth every time he's in the ball game. Stolen by Roberson. Layup no good for KT, but the putback by CJ, and the Aggies by 22.
Down on the other end, layup good as the Aggies got caught sleeping. Aggies by 20. Front court, Chris Roberson at the rim was fouled. And Chris Roberson will have two free throws. Going to get us out of here before the tide tips off tonight, aren't they?
Good to see the slobbering hog for Arkansas in their court.
Aggies missed the free throw with Roberson. Aggies are going to probably win this game, and they've had a lot of minutes logged in this game without Spear, Jordan Roberson, or Aiden Crow on the floor.
That just shows you the depth of your team and how there's not much of a drop-off from starters to bench.
Aggies by 21. Roberson did make the second free throw. A steal and a save by Chris Roberson. They called a backcourt violation. How? The Aggies would have had to have possession for that to happen.
That's not a good call. There's no way Chris Roberson could have had a possession right there. It was a loose ball, and he flung it behind his chest or back to pray somebody on Silicaga did, and Gabe Harrell was right there.
Full timeout, Aggies. We'll take one, 56-35. Aggies by 21 with 6:04 left here, fourth quarter.
Herbal City Pharmacy in Silicaga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Silicaga.
Always a tough one when another referee comes over and says, sorry, coach, I agree with you, but I can't change the call. Oh, my goodness. 56-35. It was a backcourt violation on the Aggies after a heck of a save and effort from Chris Roberson, and then they'll call a foul on Chris Roberson. 21-point lead. Beauregard to inbound. Fuller, open three. He's had himself a night. Lead down to 18. Aggies led Briarwood by 24 in the fourth. And there's a push foul on the sideline. That one is called on Smith for the Hornets. But the Aggies led Briarwood by 24. That ended up being a 60 win, something along those lines. And 64-57.
The ability for Briarwood to get back in the game was their press defense and turning Silicaga over. So take care of the basketball for the Aggies, and you should get out of here with a win.
56-38. Aggies trying to get to the Sweet 16. Harrell down the lane, had to fire it off the rim. KT with the putback, fouled and one. Kenson, three to the stripe, and the Aggies lead it by 20 once again.
The big men for the Aggies working hard tonight. Now Kenson, three, is another big man with five rebounds. Crow, three, Whetstone, and Spear all have five rebounds apiece.
CJ, offensive board, layup no good. He missed the free throw, and Beauregard gets it back. Aggies working in a full court pressure. Fuller skips it ahead. James down the lane. You're going to get a tie-up. And it's going to be Beauregard ball as the Aggies got it first to start the fourth. Good hands by Gabe to force that jump ball without committing the foul. Fuller rises and fires a three off the inbound. No good. Rebound
tap back out. Beauregard's going to get it with 5:07 to go. Fuller driving, floating, missing, rebounded by Sparks. Got fouled, no whistle. And Beauregard's going to get it back as Fuller wants another three. It's short. Rebound, Beauregard. Shot underneath the bucket, no good. And now CJ's finally going to get the basketball and clear it away with 4:49 to go.
And Fuller is just hucking up threes. This is like praying something falls at this point in the game. It's something.
CJ with the handles down the lane, floats it up with the left, but he got a lot of body contact, and CJ will shoot two free throws. Sometimes I don't know how CJ is doing what he's doing with the basketball.
It's just one word, athleticism. CJ Franklin has it to the highest extent.
CJ missed the first.
Now checking in for Beauregard, number 11. That is CJ Brady.
CJ on the second free throw is up and good. And Jordan Roberson's going to check in.
Checking in for the Aggies, rookie number 0, Jordan Roberson.
59-38. They're trapped in the backcourt. They'll get away from the pressure, and then a foul on KT. It's been one of those physical style of games with some ticky-tack fouls called, but that was an easy one as KT.
Yeah, he
Fulham tackled him.
He thought he was playing football. That was a couple months ago for Kinson 3.
Van threw it away. Loose ball down on the floor. It's picked up by Kinson 3. So the Aggies get it back. KT tapping it out. Roberson right wing with 4:10 to go. Jordan lays it up and an offensive foul called on Roberson. Charge taken by Grady.
It's a fourth charge that Beauregard's been able to draw on the Aggies. Just standing under the basket waiting for that driver.
. 59-38, Aggies by 21. 4 minutes to go in the fourth. Tough layup for Beauregard is good, and the lead down to 19. Carroll to Chris Roberson, drives in. KT, layup high off the window. No. First chance, no. Second chance, yes, for KT as he cleans up his own miss.
He's just trying to pad his stats, it looked like.
Aggie's going to get it back. Sparks, catch and shoot, three. High rebound, clangs off the back iron. Offensive board, Chris Roberson couldn't get the second chance to go.
Out of control there from Chris Roberson. Would have liked to see him pass out and let them reset the offense.
Fuller for three, no good. Rebounded by Roberson. Sparks going to run it ahead on Van. Sparks, layup, missed it. These two teams just putting anything up at this point as Fuller got hit, makes the free throw line jumper. He'll go to the line for another. Got a quiet gym for this ball game. I thought it might be a little more rowdy with such a big game here. Chance to go to the Sweet 16, which it looks like the Aggies will do.
Also number 23, J.J. Jones.
Fuller missed the free throw. Offensive rebound put back, no. Now we'll finally clear it. And it'll be Beauregard ball.
Hey, kids, every now and then you gotta get a rebound. You gotta get a rebound from that.
Timeout, Beauregard Alex. Let's take 1-2. 61-42 your score. 3:06 left, fourth quarter.
Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back courtside. Aggies with a 19-point lead. It'll be Beauregard basketball after a full timeout called by the Hornets. A lot of the backups in the ball game here down the stretch, and a foul on Kinson 3 will send the Hornets to the line.
That's four fouls on Kinson 3, and Joel Jones makes the comment he hasn't even played a quarter yet.
Free throw no good. Getting his money's worth tonight. Why not? 2nd free throw pops in. 61-43. Aggies have, I think, led by as many as 22 in this one. It's Harrell, left-handed push pass. Now Sparks in the corner for 3. No good. Tough runner for the Hornets. Missed it. Another rebound for Gabe as Jordan Roberson eyes up front. Looking ahead. Crossover move. Spinning. And he traveled. That one's pretty obvious. Easy for the official to call down on the baseline.
Would have liked to see Jordan pull that ball out. Tried to attack the teeth of the defense with about 4 Beauregard Hornets around him. Pull it out. You're up pretty big. Just slow it down. Run an offense.
To the line. Second one, no good. 61-44. Roberson tucks it, driving, and he's fouled. Called it on the floor, but it won't matter. That'll send us to the free throw line. Roberson's first is good. Second one for Chris is up and good. On the run at the other side, missing the shot. Rebound ends up out of bounds. Aggies will keep it. Boy, this is for the fastest we played the first 3 quarters. It's been a slow fourth, and this game's pretty much been out of hand the whole fourth quarter.
Well, when you're up that big, you're afforded to play that slow for the Aggies.
Roberson fires a 3, missed it. Kinson 3 gets a rebound. He's fouled. We want to apologize for the stream issues. I think the internet might be down here in the gym. So joining us on radio. 62-44. Been a struggle a little bit all year in here, Alex, as far as Wi-Fi going in and out. We've had to make do with the circumstances of the floor being redone at the high school. It's crazy we made it this far without any bandwidth issues, but here we go.
Always the last game of the season that gets you with the bandwidth issues.
Ready to get to the Acadome. Layup at the bucket, good. Good. KT shot. Got it to drop. 65-46. Deep three for the Hornets. Side of the rim, no good. Aggies with the lead. It's a ball rolling up the sideline. It'll be Aggie basketball. Roberson hesitating, driving, kicking in the corner to Chris Roberson. Now under 60 seconds to play. Aggies lead it by 19. Gabe Harrell fouled at the rim, got no whistle. Tough shot by Grady, no good. The Aggies set to cut down the nets and advance to the Sweet 16. At the Acadome, they'll face the winner of Marbury and Selma, which is also happening right now. We had a full-on internet crash out here at the middle school. Sparks for three. Rebound, KT. Second shot, no good. Beauregard with a rebound, but they're standing on the baseline.
Kenton Threed's given Silicaga an outstanding fourth-quarter performance. 6 points and 10 rebounds. So doing his job down low.
Roberson getting it in. Let's take it away. Down on the other side, the dunk. Good for James. 65-48. Aggies dribbling with it with 20 seconds to go. The clock counts down to zero, awaiting the final horn to give you that final score. Roberson going to dribble it down with eight, with seven. Aggies looking to win here as the horn will sound, and back to the Sweet 16 we go. Final score, 65-48. Aggies win over the Hornets. We'll be back with the Star Physical Therapy post-game show.
When back pain or sports injury slows you down, Tom Malone and his team at Star Physical Therapy in Silicaga are here to help you bounce back. Whether you're aiming to restore movement or return to work quickly, their personalized care and expertise ensure you're on the path to recovery. No matter the issue, Star has the solution. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
This is the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one.
Star Physical Therapy post-game show. Star Physical Therapy, where you don't have to be a star to be treated like one. 65-48, Aggies get the win. At home over the Beauregard Hornets, we will go back to the Sweet 16. We will play Thursday at 1:30 against the winner of Marbury and Selma, which I think is still ongoing right now. Alex Bauman, the Aggies, it wasn't always pretty, but they get nearly a 20-point win here at home to advance to the Sweet 16.
That second quarter was difficult for Silicaga. Let Beauregard get back into this basketball game, but you had some timely shooting from your seniors in Jordan Roberson and Aiden Crow in that third quarter that opened things up for your team and allowed you to come out with this pretty big victory.
65-48, Aggies win. What a season it is. They are now 27-3 on the year. They played 30 games. They've won 27 of them. Pretty daggum good if you ask me, but some tougher tests still ahead.
Tougher test, Marbury or Selma, the winner of that game. It's going to be difficult. You're not going to have the home court advantage. Have to go to a neutral site in a big arena. Haven't played in that all year. So a different atmosphere for the Aggies to have to handle in the Sweet 16.
Time to give your star physical therapy star player of the game. Who do you got, Alex Bauman?
So for the first time this season, we're going to be giving it to a guy coming off the bench in Kinson 3. Finished with 6 points, but had an Aggie leading 11 rebounds. Down low was a menace tonight. Many putbacks at the rim, a lot of second chance baskets for him. So going to give it to Kinson in his outstanding performance in the sub-regionals.
All right, that'll wrap up the Star Physical Therapy post-game show. 65-48, your final score, as we will see you Thursday at 1:30 in Montgomery at Alabama State University. For Jeremy Law and Alex Bauman, this has been a product of Radio Alabama and Silicaga Athletics. Thanks for listening.
Been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Aggie Sports Network, presented by Allen Oil Company, Coosa Valley Medical Center, and Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Star Physical Therapy, Marble City Pharmacy, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Central Alabama Community College, Walker Glass, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farm Home Furniture, Moland Paint and Body, Oak Grove Feed and Tack, Silicaga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Silicaga, Silicaga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Silicaga Health Rehab Services, Amya, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.